But the big story this morning in the world of sports is the Supreme Court decision yesterday that is going to leave it up to the states as to whether or not they want to make gambling on sporting events legal. And it's expected that most states will quickly make that legal, betting on NFL, NBA, college football, NHL, and Major League Baseball sports. Now, what does that mean psychologically? Well, we have a sports psychologist that we consult from time to time here on this show. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he joins us in studio now. Welcome, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Dr.
Hello.
Maxwell.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, George. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's wonderful to see you.
We're doing great. Yeah, and boy, you are in a good mood.
Let me be chipper today.
Oh, there it is. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. Normally I spit that out. I swallowed that whole thing.
You love your coffee, don't you?
Drinking coffee, yes. I love just dumping a load of cream right in the mouth of the coffee cup. Because I used to take it black, but then that just got too hard. It just really tore me up. It's so much acid, you know. See, I never take it with a little cream.
There you go.
Okay, so there you go.
Well, it's always great to see you, Tobias. I mean, Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Okay.
And what do you think of the big decision yesterday by the Supreme Court?
Well, I'm certainly glad you asked me that, Greg.
Barely got that.
I have been a college professor for 30 years, and I've been a private therapist for 35 years, mm-hmm. and never in my life have I seen a greater rate of recidivism.
Of what? Of
recidivism.
Recidivism.
Than okay. I've seen with gambling. Gambling is one of the worst addictions to have.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people go from riches to rags. Mm-hmm. I've seen people go from having a good paying job making a lot of money to hosting 10 to noon on a sports station.
What? That still sounds like a pretty good job to me.
You know, and a lot of people have come out to hear me talk about this issue. I have given many talks on gambling addiction.
You have given many talks.
Yes, and you'd be surprised. After just a few words coming out of my mouth, a lot of people think there's a guy who's had addiction in him.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I have had addiction in me. I've had many addictions in me. But why are you laughing? This is
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about a joke I heard
telling
earlier.
Us hard
I've
here.
Never had the gambling addiction. Fortunately.
Yes.
Fortunately. Yes. What?
What?
You said something.
No.
Said something weird.
No.
Sounded like you said fortunately.
Oh, no.
Okay. I was about to say that's a weird mispronunciation of fortunately.
Yeah, I would not say that.
You said fortunately. But the reason I'm here today... George?
Yes?
I've heard about your problem.
What problem?
Your gambling problem.
I don't have a gambling problem.
And
I bet on the Triple Crown.
That is why I'm here to stage an intervention.
Okay.
George, look at me.
Looking at you.
Listen
to him,
George. Look at me, George. Look at me. You have a problem.
Why? I just bet
gambling is your master.
No, it's not.
Admit this. You are peerless over it. Peerless.
What?
Your family deserves better, George. Your listeners deserve better. Your friends deserve better.
He's trying to
take
help.
Take your life back, George.
If I bet $60 a year, how is that a problem?
That is $60 too many.
So I shouldn't bet at all.
George, admit you have a problem. The first sign of a gambling addiction is denying that you have it.
They always say
that. Do you
that.
Have a gambling addiction?
No.
That is the first sign. That is the first sign. George.
Yes?
This is an intervention.
Well, it's not.
I've asked some of your friends to write letters to you.
Oh, I've heard about this kind of thing before. Well, who's going to write a letter to me when
Craig,
I don't even have a problem?
Craig, do you have the letter I ask you?
Yes, I do, Dr. Maxwell.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Should I read it to him now?
Yes, please do.
Dear George, this is the hardest letter I've ever had to write. George, I've worked with you for 25 years. If you don't get help, I won't speak with you ever again. Signed, your friend Craig.
George, see there? You just had a letter read to you.
Sounded like he was reading that for the first time.
You had a letter read to you. You need to admit you have a problem. We have a suitcase already packed here in studio.
Where am I going to go?
Over there. I picked out the outfits myself. I had a blast going shopping for you, by the way. It's already packed. You need to go right now, leave the shoe, and go to my recovery center.
You have your own.
Promises Horizons. It treats gambling addiction.
Well, I don't need
personally run it.
That's really nice of you.
We get you healthy again. A lot of full body massages.
Well, that sounds
are
good.
Offered a lot of inner thigh massages because that's where we carry a lot of our tension, a lot of our gambling tension
really?
Down
I don't
there.
Know about
yes.
that.
And George, I brought some boots for you.
Okay.
Take on your trip to Premises Horizons, the okay. premier gambling yes. treatment addiction center.
Dr. Yes. Maxwell's quite an author. He's authored or co-authored over 4,000 books.
Yes, I have bits.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, this is our textbook at Premises Horizons. This is called I've Lost Every Bit of Money I've Ever Made. And every bit of money anyone who has ever bet with me. It fills up the entire front of the book, wow. the title there. By Norman H. It's an anonymous book.
Norman
it's
H.
an anonymous book.
Huh.
Yes. Person did not wish to be identified because they are very shameful about their problem. So this is our textbook.
Okay.
And then you'll have fun reading this one. This is some... Oh, this is a very heavy book.
Well, that is heavy. Look at the size of that. Yeah.
Man. Very heavy. And then this one is just some light reading. It's called Gambling, the Autobiography of Oscar Gamble. It's unrelated, to, unrelated to the addiction
yeah,
thing.
It's just kind of a fun book.
Yes,
yeah.
forward by Chili Davis.
Oh, I'm interested in that.
Yes, there it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dr. Maxwell, I saw you the other day walking down the street holding the hand
okay,
of
George,
Nicholas,
ready?
Your assistant.
George, yes, George, you bet. Ready?
I'm That's just wondering, are you gay lovers?
What? You're full of lies, bitch!
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Done it again.
Come back, Dr. Maxwell. I'm
you
so sorry.
Offended Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
He took the suitcase.
And the suitcase, too. Yeah, I guess I don't have to go check in now.